This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many Native American languages are in danger of vanishing, including Inupiaq, the language of the Inupiaq Eskimos in Alaska. Well, a language software company thousands of miles away in Virginia has created some high-tech help. From member station WMRA, Martha Woodruff reports.
Kotzebue, Alaska is among a scattering of villages settled hundreds of years ago by Inupiaq Eskimos. 62-year-old Willie Goodwin is one of the few modern Inupiaq who still speaks Inupiaq.
I just asked you how you are, and I said, I'm fine.
By the end of the last century, Inupiaq, like most Native American languages, had all but disappeared from an increasingly Americanized tribal culture. For generations, children had been required to speak English in school, and as a result, few of them speak their traditional languages today, including the younger members of Willie Goodwin's own family.
It scares me because without our language, our culture dies, you know? Like when we speak of food and what we hunt and how we hunt and where we hunt, most of our land is, that I know, was in Inupiaq names.
Rosetta Stone is a Harrisonburg, Virginia language software company. Their immersion approach presents students with four on-screen pictures at a time and a caption written and spoken by a native speaker. Match the caption with a correct image and you're allowed to go on to the next group of images. The company's recently begun creating software for languages like Inupiaq that are spoken by fewer and fewer people. Marion Bittinger, who manages Rosetta Stone's Endangered Language Division, says they use their standard template of images as a starting point in working with Inupiaq native speakers.
The job of their language team is to customize the product to reflect any unique language characteristics.
Such as, instead of only having singular and plural forms, Inupiaq nouns take a different dual form when referring to a pair of things. Bittinger says there were also cultural adjustments suggested that influenced image selection for the final product.
We just don't have cheese in our environment. We'd like to substitute whale blubber. Or we don't really want that picture of a cat. We'd prefer a picture of a polar bear.
Senior Rosetta Stone writer Jack Marmestein says cultures with a rich oral tradition seem to find their software a good match.
A lot of these languages don't have long written traditions, but since our multimedia CDs work with soundtracks and visuals, as well as written, people can learn in whatever style suits them best.
Rosetta Stone retains ownership and distribution rights over its other language software. However, CEO Tom Adams says the Endangered Language Division operates on a different contractual model. The tribes own the finished product, and they control distribution.
They consider their language sacred and an inherent part of their culture, and don't want it to be sold and learned by people outside of their own community.
35-year-old Henry Goodwin, Willie Goodwin's son, plans to learn his tribe's language using Rosetta Stone software.
Listening to the elders that come over and visit, or my parents speak the language I couldn't understand. It's part of our culture, and I never did learn the language growing up.
Henry Goodwin says there are conversations he wants to have that he can only have in Inupiaq. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.